You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And welcome back to hour number two of our show here on a beautiful Monday night. Larry Bluestein, along with Trevor Harris. If you missed the first hour, you missed some pretty good guests. If you want to check those out, just go to WQAM.com. Go to the top of the page where it says podcast, and there we are. And certainly, as I said, kind of a mixed bag this evening. We thank Camille Candidate from Miami Edison, state champions in 1A flag football. She's on her way to LSU. She's done it in the classroom as well. I talked a little baseball in the first hour with Joe Fusaro. We have six teams from South Florida headed to the state championships over the next week. And also to Alex Dono, who opened up the show talking a little bit of University of Miami football. We switch gears back to college football. Somebody who's done a tremendous job, no matter where he's been. Certainly over the last 6 years, coming up on 7 years at Bryant University in Rhode Island. Coach Chris Merritt, very familiar to South Florida, has done an excellent job recruiting, teaching, and developing talent. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. I know very busy time of year for you.
Oh, hey, Larry Bluestein, North Miami High School's finest. How you doing, man?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. Very busy. Spent a little time upstate last week. Saw 13 schools up that way with Daytona Mainland and Flagler Palm Coast, and saw Lake Marion, a couple of schools like that. And then had the opportunity to come back down here on Saturday, Friday, watch Monsignor Pace in their scrimmage. And then Saturday, probably one of the most talented teams in the country in Miami Northwestern. So keeping busy. And I know you are too. You're out on the recruiting trail. How's year seven shaping up?
It's going great. Actually, I spent all week in Miami. Just got back yesterday, and then today I spent all day in Connecticut. But sure was great to get down there and see all the guys and see all the coaches that I built relationships with almost two decades at Columbus. And looking forward to getting the next crop up here.
Yeah, and for you coming down here, kind of old home week. Like I said, you coached here long enough. You've been recruiting here for the last six, now 7 years. Talk about football from afar here, what you see, because you know how it is. You were immersed in it. You know all the talent, because down here, not just in South Florida, but throughout the entire state, there's basically players for every level.
Oh, 100%. I actually think that Miami-Dade, as far physically as far away as it is, there's a lot of Division II and Division III and some FCS kids that are just missed because in proximity. And that's why I spend a lot of time there. You know, we've got close to 30 kids on the roster from the state of Florida. And I believe, just recently we grabbed three more from Dade County alone. And we're excited to get them up here.
And you have a couple of familiar faces locally that have done extremely well for you. And obviously then they go back home and say, hey, listen, that's a great, you know, we play a great schedule. You know, it's a tremendous environment. It's academically, it's one of the top schools. And this year your basketball team qualified for, you know, for the NCAAs. Talk about, I mean, if we're just selling your school, what type of program it is, and you know, obviously you play a great schedule, although UNLV is not on your schedule this year. You still got New Mexico State. Listen, that was one of the classic pictures that you sent to me from the beautiful Allegiant Stadium with the caption, this isn't Tropical Park. And it certainly isn't. It's but you get an opportunity to really play some really good teams. I mean, this year, like I said, New Mexico State and UMass, which is definitely on the improvement. A very good Campbell program. You play Maine, obviously, the big game with Brown. Talk about that and the selling point to the school. Your academics are extremely high. Your graduation rate is off the charts. You place kids, you know, at the next level into colleges for grad school, also into jobs.
Sure. You know, Larry, this is the fourth consecutive year that we've changed conferences, and thank God there's not going to be a fifth. So we jumped into the CAA, which is the top conference in FCS football. And just looking at the numbers of it last week, we had 33 kids from our conference either get drafted or sign professional contracts. The next closest conference was 21, 22, and that was the Missouri Valley. So top to bottom, we're going to play ranked opponents every single week. And, of course, you saw the UNLV game. We came down there and played FIU a couple of years ago. You know, Bryant was just a Division II school, you know, 13 years ago. And we've taken the step in Division I, and we've grown substantially. You have a new stadium being built right now as we speak. You know, we're doing all the things to match our academics, which is a top tier business program in the country. And now we have to have success. Now we're you know, our motto, just like at Columbus, was expect to win. And that's what our expectations are. And we've got to get that done. But it's been a roller coaster, and it's been a lot of fun to watch this program grow. There's no doubt when you look at the roadmap, we're going to go through South Florida to get the kids up on this roster, and they're our best performers. And, you know, we're going to continue to do that.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Chris Merritt, head coach at Bryant University, Smithfield, Rhode Island. Talk about Smithfield. You know, I mean, talk about it, because it's kind of a college area. It's a smaller area, but at the same time, I mean, Rhode Island obviously is not a huge state, but at the same time, it's one of those states, a very industrious state. You're not far from Boston. You're really in a great market. How is that for, like, you get kids that are coming from bigger areas, like the kid Ryan Gary, who comes from Fort Lauderdale, who's I'll tell you what, you put 3-4 inches on that kid and he'd be in the NFL. That's one of those type of players that, you know, you get up to your school. But what is it like for him and players like that come from bigger areas? Do they adapt pretty well? I mean, because it is a smaller area, but at the same time, you're not far from, you know, like one of the larger, probably one of the most productive cities in the country.
Well, I tongue in cheek, I have a lot of fun with the kids when I meet them down there in their schools, and I ask them if they know where Rhode Island is, and the look of confusion comes across their face. And I just say, hey, go out to I-95, make a left, and just keep going. And they
you'll run into it.
And I said, well, you know, if you hit Boston, you went too far. And but it's, you know, we're on the ocean. You know, we are literally, I can get you to salty water in 15 minutes from campus, and some of the prettiest beaches in the world. But, you know, it's just Providence is a big, small city, or a small, big city, however you want to look at it. There's plenty of things to do. It's very diverse. And the fact that I've got a 120-yard indoor practice facility, you know, I can tell you where we're going when it gets below 40 degrees. You know, I don't play around with it. So I still have too much of the Dade County blood in me to stand outside in the 30s when we don't have to. So, you know, our kids have adapted very well. It's pretty neat to watch a lot of the Florida kids see snow for the first time. And, you know, it's all about growing. That's what college is. College is about finding yourself, growing, and you know, I tell the kids all the time that want to play at the next level. If you can't play in the cold, that means I have to tell half the league that you can't play there, and then also tell them that when you make the playoffs that they're not willing to go to New England, and that kind of shakes them up a little bit. And so when guys come up here, they, you know, we host Pro Day, which is big for them, and they're getting those opportunities now.
Yeah, no doubt. And not only that, coaches, you take a look. I did mention Ryan Geary, but you've also had a couple of players like Maximus Villar, who played for you in high school there. But not only that, is a guy who's the blueprint for a student athlete. Gets it done in the classroom. Originally went to Georgetown. Talk about players like him, because you know as well as I do, you've watched his growth from when he was in ninth grade. So you know what type of kid that he is, and you've watched him growing into a young man. Talk about him as he is a graduate student now.
Well, first thing about Max is to know he comes from a first-class family. And, this will mark the 25th consecutive year I've coached a Columbus kid. And he is a best representation of our program. It's pretty amazing that the team voted him team captain last year, as well as Gary Cooper. Both those guys played for me in high school, and yeah. I had no effect on the voting, but the kids voted, and those were the two they selected. And that has to, that's where I tip my hat to Columbus High School for the types of kids that they produce. But Max is just a great personification of what a student athlete is. Really good human being, the best that we have. And I've enjoyed watching him grow from his ninth grade year to now it's his fifth year in college. And I told him I was going to get 8 years out of him, and I just didn't think it would be 3 and 5, you know. But I got to spend.
You're on your way.
Yep.
You're on your way. That's funny.
It's
Coach
all,
Chris Merrick joins us.
I guess. What's that?
That is funny. Coach Chris Merritt joins us, Bryant University head coach. And you're recruiting when you do. Obviously, Florida's nice, but you kind of concentrate on Connecticut, New Jersey, that area up in that as well, because you want to get, you want to get a lot of fans. And regionally, if you recruit regionally, you know as well as I do. I mean, going into New Jersey, into Massachusetts, is that pretty much your home base, for a bulk of your players from the Northeast?
Yeah, for the most part. I made it a point here. When I recruit young men, I'm going to recruit them from areas where football is important. It can't be a hobby. And That's one of the reasons why our Florida kids have been so successful. New Jersey is probably the second most represented state on our roster. We take what we can get here locally. It's just that when you look at the academic schools with the Patriots and the Ivies, it's a crowded room. So we're going to have to get out of New England a little bit to get the players that we feel are going to help us win. And because it's tough roads, it's tough road recruiting against the Harvards and the Princetons and the Yales and those schools. But, we're getting there. We're taking strides. We're taking bites and jumps.
Patriot League, too. You got to go up against the Patriot Leagues, and there's a lot of good programs in the Patriot League, not far from where you are as well. What is summer for you guys? I mean, do you host camps? Do you have team stuff for high schools? What is it about summer, and when does that start, June 1st?
Sure, absolutely. First off, the summers here and the falls are ridiculous. I mean, the sun comes up at 4, doesn't go down until 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night, and that's one thing. But we will have two camps in June, which will be the Saturday before Father's Day and then the Wednesday following, and then we do two more in July, the 22nd and the 24th. So we're going to have camps there, but we're going to spend all of June going where the kids go, and that's to the camps both down there as well as up here, and we got to get in front of them and just evaluate them in person, and that's what we spend. Like I said, today I just spent the whole time at showcases all up and down the state of Connecticut.
Right, and I mean, obviously, most states are different than Florida. Florida runs a full-scale spring with games and scrimmages and full pads for, 22 days. So it's a lot different here than it is anywhere else. And obviously, that's why next week, at the end of this week and in the next week, you could have as many as 150 different colleges down here, especially when it comes down to, Columbus plays West Boca Raton in their game. And obviously there's going to be a ton coaches there, because, you know, I try to explain it to some of the people around the country who don't have this type of spring. They don't comprehend how important this type of spring is, especially to the recruiting and the development of the players, because, you know, coach, as well as I do, that 5'9", 150 pounder in December is like 5'11", 180 now. And it's a whole different story. You know, it's a whole different recruitability where you almost wish that the kid was bigger. Now he is. And now you're dealing, you were the only school that was on him at 5'7", 150, but now there's 200 others. So it's competitive. And obviously, you know it as well as anybody. And I can't thank you again for taking the time. I'd love to have this every year. You know, I've been doing this a long time. You're one of my favorites, obviously, because you do it the right way. And you certainly don't forget where you came from. And that's one of the good things. Will you be back down, or is that finished for you down here?
I'll try to come down for some of the camps. I know FIU with new coaching staff got to check to see if they have the mega camp there, but we're going to try to come back down for that. But if not, we'll probably call it until it's come time to December to sign them.
Good stuff, Coach. Appreciate you as always. Best of luck. Can't wait to see you guys continue to progress, and say hello to the guys for us.
I sure will, Larry. You take care. Thank you for the call.
Anytime, Coach Chris Merritt. Head coach at Bryant University in Smithfield, Rhode Island. Let me tell you something. Please don't sell that school short. If you do your research, it's a not only a great academic school and a great location, but certainly the football, basketball went, as I said, to the NCAAs this year for the first time. And I guess, I don't know if it's in school history, but it's the first time as well. So certainly it's great to catch up with Coach Merritt. Did a tremendous job throughout the years at Columbus. Doing a great job. Hopefully we'll get a chance to see him at one of the mega camps this summer.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint: it's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.